For SearchSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for November 15th, 2006. This week, the SANS Institute adds a new twist to its annual Top 20 Vulnerabilities list, and researchers identify yet another wireless device driver flaw. But first, our top story. Microsoft released its monthly batch of security bulletins Tuesday, addressing a number of already exploited flaws in Internet Explorer and Windows. Six bulletins were released in all, five of them for critical security holes. Microsoft urged customers to install the patches immediately, as attackers could exploit the most critical flaws to take control of targeted machines. Once hijacked, these machines could be used to install programs, view, change, or delete data, or create new accounts with full user rights, the software giant warned. Joining me to discuss this month's fixes is Chris Andrew, Vice President of Security Technologies at PatchLink. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Are you struggling to control the many aspects of messaging security in your enterprise? Keeping tabs on email security, instant messaging security, and mobile device security is a challenge for every InfoSec pro. But SearchSecurity.com's Messaging Security School is here to help. Each on-demand lesson is packed with tools and tactics to help you develop and implement an effective messaging defense strategy. Learn essential practices for securing mobile devices, study countermeasures for malicious email code, and gain the keys to safeguard instant messaging. Start your coursework today at searchsecurity.com/messaging. That's searchsecurity.com/messaging.
We're back with Chris Andrew from PatchLink. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Chris, one item that wasn't addressed this month was the zero-day flaw in Visual Studio 2005, and that's a flaw that came to light around the first of the month. Were you surprised that this one was left unpatched?
Well, the reality is that many of these vulnerabilities, of course, are available for many months ahead of time. It takes the software vendors a considerable amount of time to build a patch, test it fully, and, of course, allow some early customers to try out the patch before releasing it. So, unfortunately, zero-day vulnerabilities really are a fact of life these days. And, you know, the best way to protect yourself is to make sure you have a distribution infrastructure in place that can handle rolling out, you know, any kind of policy change or third-party patch or other remediation which you can deploy to temporarily block the effects of any zero-day exploit.
Now, given that this was a zero-day, and keeping in mind that Microsoft did put out an advisory with some suggested workarounds, do you think that this is something serious enough that an out-of-cycle fix is possible for this one between now and the December patch Tuesday?
Yeah, it always really depends on the availability of, you know, exploit code and so forth. Generally, the pattern Microsoft has followed in this regard is that if there is, you know, exploits in the wild and people able to, you know, roll their own exploits, as we saw with WMF, that's when they tend to break the patch release cycle. And so that's very closely monitored to make sure that, you know, they're not releasing the fix too early, because clearly there's a fine line between releasing, you know, the patch too early and then, you know, allowing systems to be exploited is the other end of the spectrum. So that is a careful balancing act. And, of course, Patch Tuesday is really about, you know, the regularly, you know, scheduled cycle of vulnerability fixes where those are not generally known. But, yeah, I mean, Microsoft this year has definitely been releasing patches when appropriate, you know, in terms of when there's a zero-day issue, for example. They will try to get the problem fixed if it's being widely exploited.
Now, of the five critical bulletins, which one, in your mind, should IT administrators take the most seriously? I did see yesterday that Symantec had identified the flaws fixed in MS-06070 as the most critical, followed by 071. What are your thoughts?
Well, the reality is that, you know, all of these vulnerabilities are critical. The real fix here is to make sure that you've patched them all. You know, it doesn't really matter whether it's, you know, some new media type exploit, you know, in Macromedia Flash Player, or it's a problem in Internet Explorer. you know, you got to fix your browser this month, right? You've also got to make sure that you've applied these patches to every single workstation. So, you know, this month, really, the trick is to make sure you are deploying all of these critical updates. Typically, you'll want to do that in a batch, so there's only one reboot. So, you know, using an automated tool is clearly recommended in this case, because there's, you know, five updates at least to get installed, probably six for most people, and to get those pushed out is going to be a bit of a chore if you have to make the users restart their systems six times.
Now, talk about, you had already talked about this a bit, but with this Patch Tuesday and other Patch Tuesdays, what are some general best practices Windows administrators should be following when they're dealing with this process of patch deployment in general?
So really, the key to success is a process of continuous improvement. What you want to do is use a consistent tool for your patch deployment and make sure that that tool has been used across the board. So you want to have one automated deployment system that's used across all of your nodes, and to make sure that end users are able to get the patches deployed in a timely fashion. So setting up a policy, for example, to allow your users to have up to three opportunities to install a patch and then forcing the patch onto their systems, for example, you set that kind of a policy and do it regularly, then you won't have as many problems reaching the workstation population. With servers, generally they don't give you too much grief. You can deploy the patch at midnight during your downtime window. It doesn't take a terribly large amount of time, but reaching laptop users and workstation users is considerably more tricky, because they're real people doing real work, and interrupting their daily activities to deploy a security patch may not be high on their priority list. So, there's a lot of political issues there to make sure that you get around. And, at the end of the day, it's really a matter of doing the same thing and then improving, your process every month. So find out which machines you were unable to patch the first time through this month, and then next month make sure that you've, got the automated agent software installed, you've, talked to those users, whatever you have to do in order to make sure that those exception cases disappear over time, and then hopefully Patch Tuesday becomes a much less onerous task.
Hopefully. Again, Chris Andrew from PatchLink, thanks for joining us. In other news, the SANS Institute released its annual Top 20 list of vulnerabilities Wednesday with a twist. The list has been renamed the Top 20 Attack Targets, reflecting the fact that today's threats are no longer tied solely to software flaws. Product vulnerabilities continue to top the Bethesda, Maryland-based Institute's list of threats, but human error has also made the list, given users' susceptibility to phishing scams. Among this year's top 20 are six major attack trends: a surge in zero-day attacks that go beyond Internet Explorer to target other Microsoft software, a rapid growth in attacks exploiting vulnerabilities in ubiquitous Microsoft Office products such as PowerPoint and Excel, a continued growth in targeted attacks, increased phishing attacks against military and government contractor sites, a surge in VoIP attacks in which attackers can intercept and sell company meeting minutes, inject misleading messages, or create massive outages in the old phone network, and ever-increasing attacks against web application flaws. Finally this week, researchers have identified yet another wireless device driver flaw. A Broadcom wireless device driver is vulnerable to a stack-based buffer overflow that could lead to attacks on computers from a distance, according to an advisory issued Saturday by the Month of Kernel Bugs. The device driver, a Broadcom BCMWL5.SYS, is bundled with a number of new PCs, including HP, Dell, Gateway, and eMachines. The Broadcom wireless device driver is vulnerable to a stack-based buffer overflow that can lead to arbitrary kernel mode code execution, according to the advisory. Broadcom released a fixed driver to their partners, which provides updates for the affected products. Linksys, Zonit, and other wireless card manufacturers also provide devices that ship with this driver. And that's Security Wire Weekly from SearchSecurity.com. The latest corporate security news is always available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. And you can download past episodes of Security Wire Weekly on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. I'm Bill Brenner. Thanks for listening.